RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Can herbs help your eyes? Well, we are fortunate today to have Alan Tillotson, a PhD, who's one of the leading international herbalists, and who has improved so many of my patients, not just their eyes, but their general health. Alan, thanks for being with us today, and can you help us by telling us, can herbs really help our eyes?
Hi, Rob. Thanks so much for having me on. Absolutely, herbs can help our eyes. Eyes, like any other part of your body, require oxygen, blood flow. They respond to stress. They respond to chemicals and poisons in the atmosphere. They get weaker or stronger depending upon your habits and also upon your lifestyle and your diet. So the answer is absolutely yes.
So how does an herbalist like yourself examine people? Because most of us don't know.
Well, actually, it's very much like going to a regular doctor. People come into my office. First, I take a medical history. I give people a full hour. I have patients basically all over the world, but I do a lot of things by phone for people that need a specialist in the field of eyes. What we do is we ask them questions. We get their medical history, going through all their disease processes, and then we go through their body systems one by one, their weight, their height, their diet, their lifestyle, their blood work from their doctors, their prescribed diseases, their medications, their cardiovascular system, their digestive system, their hormonal system, their energy, their sleep, their body temperature, operations or procedures they've had, mental, emotional issues, neurological issues, musculoskeletal issues, sinus and breathing issues, etc. And once we look at the big picture, we prescribe specific nutrients to deal with the issues that person has to try to strengthen, heal, or detoxify, in this case, their eyes.
You know, it's funny, when you invited me to observe you with some patients, I noticed that you would do the triple pulses on the wrist and look at the tongue for their digestion, which certainly was never taught in medical school. Do you do that regularly?
Of course. Those are Oriental medical techniques, and I'm, of course, licensed in Oriental medicine in the state of Delaware. So when people come in to see us or to see my wife, Dr. Fu, for treatment, we look at their, we check their pulse and we check their tongue. And we do it what's called an oriental medical observation. If the pulse is rapid, there may be stress or tension. If the pulse is very thin, there may be insufficient blood supply or microcirculation to the tissues. If the pulse is very damp or heavy, there may be a buildup of viscosity or mucus in the system. So those are traditional techniques that are extremely helpful for diagnosing people beyond the normal diagnoses that people do with their doctors.
Why don't you tell our listeners what you have done in the past for glaucoma patients? Because I think they'll be astounded that there's something besides eye drops, lasers, and surgery for glaucoma.
Of course. Now, Dr. Abel and I began this discussion about treating eye diseases well over 25 years ago when we were trying to figure out methods of helping people that weren't being helped sufficiently by the standard treatment. So in that discussion process, we began to understand the first thing you do is you look at the anatomy and physiology of the eye, the specific anatomy and physiology of the eye, that is microcirculation, intraocular pressure, the age of the patient, their visual field charts, etc. And we look at that and we say, how can we intervene? And we discovered that there were several key nutrients that are necessary for the optic nerve to stay healthy. Many of them, Dr. Abel's probably been discussing with you previously, anthocyanins and the lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin, those kind of things. But in addition, there are very specific Chinese herbal medicines that have been used for millennia for treating eyes, things such as Wudleia flowers or Carthamus flowers, chrysanthemum flowers. You can see these are all flowers which are very high in flavonoids and things like lutein and zeaxanthin and mesozeaxanthin. Also things like ginkgo, which improve circulation. Herbal medicines that reduce inflammation in the eye. There are many of those as well. Things that reduce congestion in the microcirculation, such as Tianqi or Panax pseudoginseng. These are all things that can be used and put together into formulas to help people with various kinds of eye problems. In glaucoma specifically, we try to lower the eye pressure and improve the microcirculation. That's a big issue, getting enough circulation into the eye so the tissue can relax and the fluids and everything can drain out. There's also congestion in the trabecular meshwork, but that's a specific issue that is usually handled by the Western doctors. But by lowering the eye pressure and altering the physiology of the eye and getting better circulation, often the pH of the fluid that goes in there becomes more normalized and therefore is less likely to form crystalline matter that can block the trabecular meshwork.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you're talking about different type of foods or vitamins that Western medicine hasn't really researched. And yet Eastern medicine, Ayurvedic and Chinese, which you're familiar with, have been doing it for 2,000 years without a CAT scan and an EKG. What can you do to help diabetics and regulate blood sugar?
Well, with diabetes, this was originally written about. The first thing written about diabetes was in a book called the Charak Samhita, written 2,500 years ago, where it was called Madhumeha. And I have a master's in medical anthropology. I used to live in Nepal with Buddhist priests where I studied their medical system in Sanskrit. Madhumeha means honey urine, because the doctors back then noticed that people with diabetes, the ants would crawl around and eat their urine because of the sugar content. They didn't know what sugar was, really, in that sense, and they also didn't know, but they knew the symptoms of people that had this honey urine, Madhumeha, and they began to look for formulas and medicines that would help those people, and they discovered quite a few. In fact, some of the medicines they used back then are now being used today, specifically things like berberine, which have been found to be very useful. Mineral compounds have also been useful for diabetics. Increasing amounts of certain fruits are also very important for diabetics. And now we now know that those compounds that are found in those fruits and vegetables have specific biological and biochemical actions that are beneficial to diabetics.
You know, it's interesting that everyone in my family has been to see you for some condition or another and has had a benefit without the necessary toxicity of prescription drugs. How can people contact you? Because all herbalists are not equal. And you're unique because of your command of Western, Ayurvedic, and Chinese herbs. So how can people contact you?
Okay, well, actually what I tell people is just go to Google and type in my name. You just have to spell it properly. Alan, A-L-A-N, with four letters. And my last name is Tillotson. T as in Tom, I-L-L-O-T as in Tom, S-O-N. If you type my name into Google, Alan Tillotson, I'll pop up everywhere and you can find my clinic and that sort of thing. It's actually pretty easy.
Tell them, Alan, what you've done for people with MS when they come in wheelchairs.
That was a very interesting. One of my early patients, I can't give names here, but it was a female patient in her late 60s who came to me in the 1980s, and she had multiple sclerosis. At that time, I didn't know how to treat it, but I remembered that back when I lived in Nepal in the 1970s, that the Ayurvedic doctor, the herbal doctor in Nepal, had been treating people, and Dr. Abel and I actually flew to Nepal. We were investigating herbal medicines for glaucoma back in the 1990s, right? And so we went there. I asked the teacher there, how did you treat this? And he gave me his background on how they understood multiple sclerosis. And based on that, I developed an herbal medicine formula called Myelin Sheath Support. It's made by a company called Threshold Enterprises, which people use to, my thinking at that time was to strengthen the myelin rather than blocking the immune system. The Western treatment is primarily block the immune system. What I like to do is to actually strengthen the myelin. And many of my patients have gotten stronger. I've had patients who are in wheelchairs who are able to stand up and walk. This is not magic. Well, I can't guarantee it.
Well, I have seen this. I have seen this in your people, Alan. And it's just so amazing that a number of doctors in our Delaware community are now referring to you when they realize that steroids and methotrexate aren't the only things that work.